AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Donald Trump is criticizing the Obama administration's decision to let the UN Security Council condemn Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
Minutes after the vote, the president-elect tweeted from his resort in Florida, "Things will be different after January 20th. Earlier this week, Trump called the resolution extremely unfair to Israel and said approving it would tie the Jewish state's hands in any peace talks. He also placed calls to Israeli and Egyptian leaders in a bid to head off the Security Council considering it.
The UN's humanitarian relief director says Aleppo's fall has hardly ended the suffering of the Syrian people. John Ging talked to reporters in New York.
Besiegement, denial of humanitarian access continues to be a tactic in this conflict. This is an abhorrence to all civilized people across the world.
Donald Trump has released a letter he says came from Vladimir Putin.
The letter's dated December 15th. The text was attached to a statement from Trump's transition team, which calls it an unofficial translation. In it, Putin notes serious global and regional challenges, show relations between Russia and the U.S. are still an important factor in ensuring stability and security. Trump calls it a very nice letter, saying Putin's thoughts are so correct, and that he hopes both sides can live up to the thoughts instead of traveling an alternate path. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
In a video released by the Islamic State group, the suspect in the Berlin truck attack on a Christmas market is seen pledging allegiance to the group's leader. In top 25 college basketball, one game gets underway this hour, Northern Kentucky at West Virginia. This is AP Radio News. The Radio City Rockettes will perform at President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration, but not everyone is kicking up heels.
One of the Rockettes took to Instagram to say she was embarrassed and disappointed by the gig performing at Trump's inauguration, triggering calls for a boycott by some on social media. Critics posted the phone numbers of the dancers' union and the Rockettes' employer, Madison Square Garden Company, to urge complaints. But MSG says no dancers are being compelled to attend the event. Instead, they are voluntarily signing up, and there are more Rockettes signed up than slots available. Julie Walker, New York.
The Florida Times Union reports that a 70-year-old woman was arrested for animal cruelty after 22 cat corpses were found scattered throughout her house and property. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.